Early this morning in Britain, as children listened for the sound of reindeer hooves on their roofs, some grown-ups were listening for that piece of music composed by one of Earth's most popular modern rock bands, Blur. But the point of origin of that broadcast would have been the planet Mars. The European Space Agency's unmanned Beagle 2, which is a British-led effort, was scheduled to land on the Red Planet at 2:54 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time today. That's very early this morning. And the transmission of that composition was to confirm that the Beagle has landed. Joining us is Martin Redfern of the BBC. He's in Rochester, about 30 miles outside of London, enjoying Christmas. Martin, what has happened to the Beagle? Is it down or not?
Well, we believe that the Beagle has landed. The question is, in what condition? It didn't play that Blur call sign. We were very disappointed in that, but the lead scientist on Beagle 2, Colin Pillinger from Britain's Open University, was very anxious to point out that it's a temporary disappointment, but not a major setback. It was going to be a lucky chance if we pick that up. The relay was going to be about 3 hours after it landed via the NASA Mars Odyssey spacecraft that was flying overhead. But the question is, did it land facing exactly the right way? Did its clock have the right time to know when to start sending its little message up to Mars Odyssey? Was Mars Odyssey high enough in the sky to make contact? It could just have been behind a boulder or in a hollow or with its antenna pointing the wrong way. The scientists have by no means given up yet. And later tonight, they're going to be pointing the giant radio telescope at Jodrell Bank in northwest England at it. And that should pick up not the Blur call sign, but the carrier signal, just to know that Beagle is there, wherever it is on Mars, even if it's landed in the wrong place.
Tell us a little bit about Beagle 2 and this effort. This is the first landing on Mars, isn't it, by the European Space Agency?
It is. It's both by Britain and by Europe. It's the first Mars mission. It's part of the much bigger Mars Express spacecraft, which has successfully, we believe, now gone into orbit around Mars, and that will be doing lots of useful experiments, watching for water escaping, doing ground-penetrating radar to look beneath the Martian surface and so on. The Beagle 2 project was really one of these wonderful little sort of British underdogs, so to speak. It was put together on a shoestring budget in record time. I know some of your colleagues over at NASA have been amazed at the price and the speed at which it's been done. It was always a little bit of an outsider, but if it lands successfully, if it works successfully, it could actually beat everybody to that big question of whether there is or ever has been life on Mars.
You know that this device is named the Beagle 2, suggests the original HMS Beagle Darwin's ship, which of course led to his writing The Origin of Species and the whole idea of evolution. It kind of suggests that there are great hopes for this mission.
Absolutely, yes. The name was actually coined by Colin Pillinger, the chief scientist's wife, Judith, it's really caught on. You know, Beagle 1 was Darwin's ship. It gave us our understanding of human evolution. Beagle 2, if it works and if there was life on Mars, could give us big clues to the origin of life and the first clue to life off Earth.
So, all right, we can listen. There will be possibly signals later today, more coverage from NPR, more coverage from the BBC. Martin Redfern of the BBC, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.